Brian, I have a question.
Yeah.
I just thought came to mind, say, with the army of giving, you know, how there's the different levels of giving, like kingly giving, etc.
Yeah.
And my understanding, those are all considered good, but it's kind of like good, better, best sort of a thing, like there's a hierarchy or whatever. And I'm wondering if there's any similar teaching around, say, love or attachment. I know there's even different terms, but if there's any sense of like, okay, you know, this is like a good attachment, but then this is the better one, this is the best one, etc. If there's any similar teaching around that. I'll open it up.
I'm drawing a blank. Definitely in the you know, with giving, then there's these different ways that he expresses it. But yeah, with attachment or with love, I'm not getting the bells are not ringing. I mean, there certainly are aspects of, you know, as I talked about, of this different ways of, you know, like where the Buddha even uses the word dhammaraga, which is, I think, you know, for when you see that, it sort of jumps out as a conflict of terms. But it is an idiom that he uses. So it is just, and the Buddha was really, as a teacher, he was incredibly skilled at turning language to his advantage, or using terms that were familiar at the time of the Buddha, and then turning it so that it had meaning in his, so like even the word like khanda just means lumps or piles, and whereas he used it in a specific terminology referring to the things that we attach to as self, aspects of body and mind, but specific to your question, I'm drawing a bit of a blank. Somebody with more knowledge than me might do better.
Well, I don't have more knowledge, but but just a certain reflection that comes up is a couple of things. One, that just in relation to attachment or holding, it seems like there are gradations of, you know, what it is that you're holding to or what it is that you're attaching to can have increasingly skillful results or increasingly wholesome results. So, as Longpa has said, you know, it's not like the Buddha said, don't hold to anything, don't attach to anything. It's to learn to hold to the right things, learn to attach to the right things that'll keep you, you know, moving along a path towards acquisition, holding of more wholesome qualities. And of course, you know, the very end point is letting go of all of those, as we know. But it involves a lot of holding and attachment in skillful ways. Mindfulness itself, just mindfulness, is a way of holding. It's holding a certain object of reference in mind to reflect on. So, you know, in a sense, mindfulness is one of the most skillful forms of holding or attachment. And just sort of my thoughts in terms of love is the development of wholesome qualities through relationship to people. In whatever form it takes, you take that on and you develop it to its fullest. And then, and it seems like to me, in its most progressive form, you take those very skillful qualities that you've learned in, you know, whether it's in a relationship with one person or a relationship with parents or children or whatever the relationship is, and you use those as ballast for holding those same kinds of feelings, qualities, concerns, ways of relating to all beings. So it's not a matter of dismissing one over another, but developing them in whatever way and then expanding into a broad way of being that isn't, you know, exclusive. That all of those qualities can be carried, that you've learned, into, you know, a very broad, pervasive, boundless quality without discrimination.
Yeah, I think that example of the broadening circles of and the teachings on those remind me a little bit, I mean, not exactly, but kind of going back to my original thought about, let's say, the different levels of giving. It's almost like the different levels of metta, you know, like starting in a smaller circle and going out and out and out until it's unlimited.
Sort of. Yeah. And just the same as with dana or giving, you know, the more superior forms are those without any expectation of return. It's just freely given. Same with love.